Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about why women succeed. This is for you. This is your show, Jill.
Thank you.
Great show today. Before we start, let's hear some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
I think that you now appreciate the West Coast way of doing business, Jack.
Why is that?
I think we're over the hump. And I just, you know, it's just funny how you used to tease me about how I would do business transactions. I mean, you know, even over a $10,000 number doing business transaction, which was really casual and, you know, kind of trusting and, yeah, okay, all good. I'll send the payment. And you're like, what? And you drive off in a car or whatever it is. And you,
I'll never get used to
that. And you kind of, I know you had trouble with that, but I think that we are over the hump, and I kind of in your voice hear you accepting that and kind of doing some of it yourself.
Okay.
I see you doing transactions and things the West Coast way and communicating with people with money and stuff, and I'm proud of you.
You mean I trust people now?
I think you're stepping a little bit outside of your comfort zone, Jack.
I don't know.
And it's really good.
That's funny that you see that. Anyway.
I know. It's
just much better to do things with people you trust and, you know.
Well, that's, you know, that's the whole point. Okay. The way I was raised was you trust people and you give them the benefit of the doubt until they do it to you to not earn that. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I don't trust you. You have to, you know, I automatically don't know you. I don't trust you. You're going to earn my trust. I was kind of raised the opposite. You have my trust until you screw it up. So I'm proud of you. You're doing great.
Thanks.
I think it's funny.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Rob wrote in and asked, does anyone have any experience lending money to land buyers? I was thinking 50% down, subject to my own internal valuation, would be a good risk on properties that were located in familiar or local counties. If the buyer defaulted, you could simply take the property back through foreclosure and sell it. Either way, you would do okay. I know what I think.
What do you think?
I think he found us by accident. He's not quite in the group yet because I saw this question too. And he's talking about what we all do all day long. He just doesn't know it yet.
No, yeah. We don't talk about this enough, but when you generate notes like we do, and we will get to this women thing in a second. When you generate notes or mortgages or, you know, there's lots of different words for them. Note buyers find you. You know, there's a whole world of note buying out there. And so that's what he's sort of talking about too, or lending or all of that. So, I mean, there's a whole venue we could open up as a lender. And I've thought about that often.
Oh, I thought about it just in the simplest of forms.
Yeah.
Of what we do every day and do basically seller financing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess we could take it two different ways. Yeah. Okay.
If you have any questions, you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, why women succeed. This is a meat of the show. Joe, why do women succeed, or don't they succeed?
It's a good point. Some do, some don't. You know, I made a couple notes. I spent some time on this the other day. When I saw you put this topic in there, I was like, this is going to be good. I wonder what he's where your thoughts are, mm-hmm. I guess. So I spent a long time thinking about this, and I came up with a couple different things that differentiate women from men in business. And I think one of them is that I think that maybe we think outside the box more. Mm-hmm. I think we can come at things from a bunch of different angles. We aren't maybe as set in our ways. I don't know if that's all men, Jack, or if that's you. I don't know. I don't mean it as a bad thing. You know, it just, you know, for example, the funny thing, I mean, that's based on your experiences. You come out, trust and people differently, you know, and I get that. So my thoughts were, I thought that we think outside the box more. And I also think that with women, I have a couple of them. We handle multitasking normally, you know, like a startup. So here's my thoughts. A lot of women are really used to multitasking. There's a lot of women nowadays that they work and then they run the home and they're taking care of the kids and they're planning this and then, you know, everything falls on them. They are so used to multitasking. It's not even funny. Yeah. It's not a big deal. So a startup, there's a lot of things like that. If you're doing a startup, there's so many different things. You got to think about this. You got to think about that. And you got to do this. You got to do that. So I think that as a woman, it might come easier as a startup because of being used to multitasking. Mm-hmm. So that's another one of my thoughts. And then my third point was women, we might be more cautious on some big transaction things. You know, we have that whole gut thing.
Mm-hmm. Gut check, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
If it sits with us, you know, we're not going to be, how do I say this? Maybe as frivolous sometimes. Mm-hmm. And but we might not jump into an investment and buy a gold mine or something like that, you know, as quickly as a man would. You know, we might do a little more, I don't know if it sits with us, we might do a little more research checking, but you're not that way, which is so interesting, Jack, is that you do that. You never, I don't think you're normal in that respect. And I appreciate that with you. You don't just say, oh, this is a great idea and then jump in.
Right.
You do your homework. And I really appreciate that. So
I think women in general are more patient. I don't think they seek immediate gratification. I think men are immediate gratification oriented for some reason. I think women have, women are much better at firing a sniper rifle than men are. They are. It's a fact.
Is it really a fact?
It's a fact.
Is it because they could have steady hands and calm themselves and breathe or something?
If you look it up on the internet, it's very obvious.
I bet it's just like simple.
I mean, it's very prevalent.
Being able to breathe and relax at a tense moment. That's cool.
So the bigger picture is this. Women, I've never understood the disparity between compensation with women and men. You know, I know that for the same job, women make, 20% less in this country?
Except for our business.
I've always... Yeah, we make the same amount.
We do, don't we? Sometimes I do a little bit well, even better.
I work way harder than you, too.
I went shopping on the company credit card. Don't tell anybody. Thanks, bye.
No, in the bigger picture, women, I've never understood why. I think women have way more advantages than men. I think it's women, it's so easy to get men's attention as a female. Or,
You think so?
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept. All right. You know, I think you're right. You know, I agree.
I can't. Are you even thinking about this?
Well, I agree, but you got to keep it. You know what I mean? It's one thing to be able to...
You just walked down the hall in our office and all the men came out of the doors.
Okay, I got that. Yes, but if I opened my mouth and I was a, bumbling, idiot, that wouldn't that ruin it? Or would that make it better?
Probably better. Well, you got to, I'm not going to say, I don't know. Hey, there's just it's a different way to approach things, and it's not surprising to me at all when women succeed at all.
There are a few advantages like that we do have. Thank you. I get it. You're just talking about that. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. So I got to say it now. So we're in our new office, and we're getting to know all the new tenants. And I happen to be wearing, I like this dress.
I do, too.
Thank you. A new dress that I got this weekend. And all of a sudden, I'm like, gee, where did all these people come from? And I look around, they're all men. They're all of a sudden hanging out in the intro hallway and stuff. It's funny. So anyway, so there's an advantage from women too. Why there is a reason why women might succeed.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. And as usual, it's going to be a lot less than 2 minutes, I bet. If you're a female, do what it takes. Utilize all your assets to get these darn real estate deals done. All right? You don't get a trophy for, you know, being professional.
Or doing it by the book.
Or doing it by the book.
Yep.
If you're a woman and you're calling, let's say you got to call the county for some reason, being a damsel in distress isn't going to hurt anything.
I agree.
I've heard you do it. It's extremely effective.
Oh, it's awesome.
Blonde hair or not, Jill, you've got that figured out.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
We all need a mental health day now and then. No, I'm not saying that because I'm taking one after this, but I'm just saying we all need that. And it's timely, too, because I just talked to one of my friends today, and she is cruising up Malibu right now with a bunch of girlfriends, and they're going to do like a wine tasting day, and it's a work day.
What?
They all took the day off to go have some fun.
That's great.
And it's a really good thing. You know, everybody needs to take a little break like that. Have some fun. You're going to come back.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, happier, a better employee.
That's what this is all about, is doing stuff like that.
A better everything. So, you know, it's really easy to get caught up in your world and you just got to keep pushing and, you know, you're sleeping under your desk and there's a time for that, but not all the time. You know, take a break now and then and have some fun. You will be better in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
So they just took one day off.
Mm-hmm.
They all go in separate cars and stuff. That sounds like a blast.
Well, they all meet and there's a, because it's wine involved. And there's driving. There's other stuff involved, but yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But the point is,
I know who you're talking about too.
Mm-hmm.
We're only a few days away from going to California for two or 3 months.
Yeah, the bigger point is I should be in Malibu.
I was just thinking
at that wine tasting
thing.
I would not be sitting here.
Making the same amount of money that I do, even though I would be working.
That's true. Yeah, it's just the breaks. That is why women succeed.
why women succeed at getting what they want from the people they're married to. That's what we should have called this show.
No, just the people in their world. I don't know. So I love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Good show, Joel.
Thank you.
I think we covered it.
I think so. I really do.
There's a few women that, you know, right when I started the company a lot of years ago, there were probably two or three women in the whole business. One of them, her name is Shar,
mm-hmm.
up in Nevada, and she never skipped a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't understand why there aren't more women.
Mm-hmm. I could think of another one is...
We have probably half our members, 30-40% of our members are women.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of one of our buyers that he brought his daughter in, and now she's kind of running the business.
Mm-hmm.
So he just travels the world,
yeah,
which is great. So I love that. But
an A-list buyer, too. Have you sold anything to her? Does she make acquisition decisions, or does he still do it?
I just talked to him. You know, isn't that funny? I think he does I think he loves that, which I appreciate too. I think he loves the buy side. So I only deal with him there.
Right.
And then he passes the work off to her. And then I think she does the sell stuff.
That's awesome.
And all that. So, but you're right. There's a number of women in our community, which I watch them and they're killing it. And I love it.
I'm convinced that one of the reasons Atlanta Academy is so successful is because there's two of us.
Mm. You know, I concur.
I think almost every competitor I can think of, not so much in the land piece of it, but data and data and house flipping and wholesaling.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them.
It's mostly men.
It's all men by themselves.
Right, you don't see.
And start in front of a screen, and who the heck wants to watch that?
Uh-huh.
Not me.
I'm surprised we don't see a woman out there just doing it by herself.
Yeah,
that would be
cool.
You know,
we see a lot of marketing women that are marketing. or internet marketing. Yeah. There's a lot of single women that do that. Right. I mean, I don't mean single marital status. I mean, on a screen by themselves.
Single. How do you know they're single? That's hilarious.
Do you know what a ring check is?
I can guess. Do you look at that online?
All the time.
Seriously?
Heck yes.
From what? Wait. Last time I checked, you told me that didn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't, but I do just do a ring check. I guess it's a habit.
That's hilarious. Girls look at watches and shoes.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.